From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. As the Senate debates the massive economic stimulus bill, we're going to take a look at the so-called Buy American provision. It requires the use of American-made steel and other supplies in all those new bridges and roads. Some foreign governments and businesses are unhappy with that, and it poses an early test for President Obama, who walked a fine line on trade policy during the campaign. NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley reports.
Backers of the Buy American provision, like Scott Paul of the Alliance for American Manufacturing, make a simple argument. It goes like this.
If we're going to try to create American jobs, we need to direct stimulus money to American firms.
And the House version of the bill would do just that, requiring that iron and steel used in public works projects come from American suppliers. The Senate bill would go further, extending the Buy American requirement to all manufactured goods used in infrastructure projects. Paul, whose group represents unionized steelworkers and manufacturers, thinks it's a good idea.
When we're investing hundreds of billions of dollars of tax dollars into infrastructure, into economic recovery, we want to make sure that we're going to be creating jobs in the United States and not in China.
But to critics, the Buy American requirement sounds suspiciously like the first step down a protectionist path that the U.S. and other countries followed on their way to...
Anyone? The Great Depression.
It's not just fans of the Ferris Bueller movie who think protectionist moves can backfire. The U.S. touched off a trade war in the 1930s when it raised import duties on thousands of foreign goods.
The Hawley-Smoot Tariff Act, did it work? Anyone know the effects? It did not work, and the United States sank deeper into the Great Depression.
Supporters insist the Buy American provisions are a far cry from those punitive tariffs, and they note federal public works projects have long given some preference to American-made supplies. Still, diplomats from Canada and the European Union are warning of possible retaliation if Congress follows through with the requirement, and that has some big U.S. companies worried about losing business overseas.
This sends absolutely the worst signal at a sensitive time for the global economy.
Vice President John Murphy of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce wants President Obama to weigh in against the Buy American provision. Despite repeated questions, though, White House spokesman Robert Gibbs has so far refused to be pinned down.
I'm going to say this for like the fourth time. The administration is reviewing that provision. Let us undertake that review, and when we have something to announce as it relates to that review, I will be able to answer any number of your questions related to a review that has not yet currently been done.
Mr. Obama has a mixed track record on trade. During the primary campaign, he called for renegotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement. But he later appeared to soften his stance, and many of his economic advisors have strong free trade credentials. Yale political scientist Kenneth Sheevey says many Americans have grown skeptical that free trade is working for them. He adds that pressure for protectionism typically mounts during economic downturns, even if measures like Buy American turn out to be short-sighted.
I do not think the economic advisors in the administration are going to be supporters of it. The question is whether the political logic sort of overrides those concerns.
In a series of network interviews tonight, the president said he would work on the language of the Buy American provision. Mr. Obama says the U.S. should not send a protectionist message or do anything that might touch off a trade war. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.